Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. An explosion took place at a mosque in northwestern city of Peshawar in Pakistan on Monday. At least 90 people were wounded. The blast took place at a mosque where a large number of people were gathered for prayer. Two of the five Memphis police officers fired and charged with fatally beating Tyree Nichols were hired after the department loosened its hiring requirements. Tadarius Bean and Demetrius Haley both joined the force in 2020 as it was experiencing a major staffing crunch and had dropped a requirement that recruits have an associate's degree or 54 college credits. Chicagoans are coming off a weekend of celebrating the Lunar New Year. Mayor Lightfoot was one of the thousands who gathered yesterday for the Lunar New Year parade in the city's Chinatown neighborhood to ring in the Year of the Rabbit.
You can see there's a great enthusiasm for the people here, and we need to unite around this community. This community has faced some challenges in the last year or so.
The event featured marching bands, dancing dragons, and a number of politicians. Parade organizers hired private security and Chicago police to secure the area. The Georgia Bulldogs two-time national champion quarterback Stetson Bennett was arrested for public intoxication in Texas. Police reportedly arrested him at around 6:10 a.m. on Sunday in Dallas. Bennett is a native of Blackshear. You may get a little relief at the gas pump, very little.
Gas prices have fallen ever so slightly, according to AAA. The nationwide average price for a gallon of gas is $3.50, which is just a penny less than Saturday's prices. Drivers in Hawaii are facing the highest prices at $4.92 a gallon, with Texans getting the lowest prices on average at $3.13. I'm John Schaefer.
The Super Bowl is set. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles will play the final game of the year on Sunday, February 12th. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mining giant Rio Tinto apologized Monday as authorities in Western Australia search for a tiny radioactive capsule that went missing during a transport move. The capsule contains a small amount of radio cesium-137. Motown's first hitmaker has died.
Barrett Strong was part of the legendary collaboration with Norman Whitfield. The duo would pen such soul classics as I Heard It Through the Grapevine for Marvin Gaye and Edwin Starr's War. They also wrote the Temptations classic, Just My Imagination, among other songs. Strong had brief success performing on the 1959 hit Money, That's What I Want. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004. Strong was 81. I'm Jerry Barmash.
China's top nuclear weapons research institute, the state-run China Academy of Engineering Physics, has been able to purchase sophisticated U.S. computer chips at least 12 times in the past 2.5 years, skirting around a decades-old American export ban by the government. The semiconductor sales were made by Intel Corporation and NVIDIA Corporation since 2020, despite its ban set in 1997. Today is National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day because no one is too old for the joy of popping bubble wrap. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing more of your day. And as if more is not enough, we've got James Hurston, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, who joins us now. Hey, James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, terrific. And it's always good to connect with you. And we get to talk about Disney. Interestingly enough, this is its 100th year anniversary that they're celebrating. But, you know, the fate of Disney's brand right now hanging in the balance. Who would have thought 100 years later, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's essentially it's headed for oblivion. You know, this was a brand that was carefully constructed by a very religious individual, by an ardent anti-communist by the name of Walt Disney, who himself grew up as a religious person, and his faith guided him throughout his life. You know, when he, I mean, it's amazing really to think of what an American treasure Walt Disney created in terms of the content, in terms of the theme parks, and keeping it really within a biblical worldview, a worldview based on God's holy law. You know, it was, and so people trusted it, and thus it was one of our greatest exports, and it made America the shining city on the hill. It added to that image. Interestingly enough, you know, the film, a film I still love, there's never been anything like it, the animated film Fantasia, which was a film that created animated scenes to classical, beloved classical music. Maybe the most famous scene, of course, was The Sorcerer's Apprentice, where Mickey Mouse is using, you know, like a magic mop and gets out of hand. But that film, the ends with Ave Maria. In the film Snow White, Snow White gets on her knees and prays in that movie. When the original Disneyland near me, here in Southern California, was open, there were a number of clergy praying, a major benediction. And then, I mentioned Walt Disney was an anti-communist. He founded an organization that was called the Motion Picture Alliance for the Preservation of American Ideals. John Wayne was a member, and this was an anti-communist group. As a matter of fact, Walt was never forgiven because he took, according to the Hollywood glitterati, the wrong side on the issue. But Walt turned out to be right. The communists, clearly, we now, because of the Sedona Papers, we know they were infiltrating the American government, but they were definitely infiltrating Hollywood. Joseph Stalin was enamored with Hollywood. He tried to kill John Wayne. Joseph Stalin put a hit on John Wayne that fortunately was unsuccessful. So we're talking about a company with this carefully crafted image that under the ruling of CEO Bob Chapek, but even before that, Disney has slowly sank into the muck of wokeness and wokeness destroys everything it touches. And so, you know, there's already a number of boycotts on Disney for the stand they took against Ron DeSantis when he was trying to clean up the schools in Florida, that Disney ended up, Bob Chapek caved to his own employees. But, you know, now Disney's had a terrible scandal that's just kind of coming out, even though it happened last year, and that is they changed the script of the candlelight processional that takes place every year at Epcot Center, and they put in language that is blasphemy for Christians. They called Jesus Christ, quote, simply a man, and they talked about his human hands, and they basically took an atheist worldview when the participants, the audience, this has always been an event attended by Christians.
Exactly. So yeah, Christians, and they've got churches represented there. They're singing, you know, Christmas carols and music of the season, everything like that. And they have the candlelight service as well at Disney here in Anaheim. Did they use the same script as they did there in Florida?
Oh, I would say probably. I'm not positive because I didn't get any report, credible report, and I wasn't there. But definitely at Epcot, they hired an actor, and the actor read this blasphemy. But the thing is, now, to show how much trouble they're in, you know, their stock fell a record number. Their reputation, according to Gallup reputation rankings, is the lowest it's been ever. Mm-hmm. The lowest it's fallen is what I should say.
Right.
They did an unprecedented thing. They kicked out their CEO, the head of their company, and they called out a guy who had retired to come back, Bob Iger. And here's what Iger has to do. He has to go full Elon Musk at Disney. Mm-hmm. Disney is infested with woke employees. And you remember how Elon Musk, when he took over Twitter, he fired 80% of people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what has to be done. Now, Bob Iger's just as difficult as Elon Musk, because here he is, the most influential, largest entertainment company in the world. Where is it located? Well, it's in Hollywood. And what community? That's the most woke community and the most ignorant community. And everyone's walking around shaking. They're scared because the companies are laying off anyway. And people are afraid to say anything that goes against this idiotic and evil.
Can you imagine the work environment? I mean, if you were kicking at the goads and you don't go along with that doctrine, how miserable you must be. Here is supposedly the happiest place on earth, which you mentioned that Disney's, Walt Disney's dream and vision was. 'Cause the other thing that drove Disney and I think we need to really point this out, was Disney's worldview in his heart was one of service. He wanted to serve the community. And I believe God blessed him because he followed God, because he had a real servant's heart in what he produced there. It was to be a blessing. And for many years, it was that. Until, you know, and this is what upsets me, James. It upsets me to the core that you would have something of this type of brand that God has blessed, and now you have this unholy alliance who comes in and thinks, the arrogance, the hubris, that they think that they could do a better job than Walt Disney. And if you probably heard them in the back rooms, they'd probably say that, you know, Walt had it wrong in so many ways after, you know, the proven success that Disney has experienced. We got about 50 seconds left in this segment, James. Go ahead.
Well, sure. I mean, you're absolutely right. It was, as I called it, an American treasure. And they... that, like they always do, the far left, they infiltrate, they destroy. They've destroyed the Boy Scouts. They've destroyed many academic institutions that virtually all of them started out as Christian institutions that respected Judeo-Christian values. So that's their specialty, destruction. And Disney's on a trend to become the MSNBC of entertainment, meaning it's just going to be
Out of time. Let's go. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're back with James Hurston, the New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst. James, as we've been talking about, and it's hard to hear for those of us who grew up with Disney. I was born and raised in Southern California, worked in local radio, and benefited many times myself and all the kids. I mean, we grew up with Disney, and it was the happiest place on earth for us on many, many occasions. But it's sad. It's sad to see what's happening to this this precious treasure, as you put it, right before our eyes.
No, it is. It is. And I mentioned right before the break, what I said was that if Disney's trend continues, and I think Bob Iger knows this, that it will become the MSNBC of entertainment, meaning MSNBC is a company that has no profit. MSNBC is a company that barely has viewers. It's there because someone has an agenda. They want to keep it alive. Disney will shrink, and it will become a fringe niche company. Now, Iger's the guy who really built it up. I have a lot of respect for Bob Iger as a businessman. Look at what he did when he was at Disney. He acquired Pixar and Marvel and the Star Wars catalog and so many others. I mean, he built it up, and I know he's smart enough to realize these woke values that have infiltrated, they've all but destroyed the Star Wars franchise.
Exactly.
They are in the process of wrecking animation for Disney. You don't, I mean, honestly, I think that there are lots of people who, you know, have proclivities toward being gay. And they do it in a way that doesn't interfere with other people. They just want to be free and work and be Americans. And lots of them do not support having animated characters having gay kissing scenes in a cartoon that's marketed to children. That is pure, utter evil. And Disney has done that. That is, it's beyond, I mean, when they say, well, Walt Disney's turning in his grave, that, I mean, Walt Disney's boring a hole in the earth. You know, it's like, it's way beyond anything. So that's why I said Iger has to go full Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. He has to take a stand against the community. He has to take a stand with his employees. Now, one thing he's done that's a good sign, even though he's been making speeches about, he has to talk about diversity and inclusion. He has to do this. But he said all employees of Disney have to come to work 4 days a week at least. Well, apparently, see, he walked in and he found the same thing that Elon Musk did.
Exactly.
Everybody decided they're not going to go into the office anymore because they got used to it during COVID. Well, you can't run a business that way. So he's doing...
Especially when you're trying to resecure the brand. They need to be around the drumbeat. They need to be around the culture. And as you said, it was a disaster. It's been a disaster for Disney. I mean, in one fell swoop, I think in a matter of months, they lost $40 billion. I mean, if I was a stockholder, I'd be a little irate. I mean, $40 billion.
Yeah, there's a big shareholder revolution going on in Disney. Disney has all kinds of problems. So I don't know. I'm one like you. I would love to see, you know, Disney repent, be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
But until they earn trust, they no longer have trust, appearance. The most recent boycott was the Million Mom March organization, part of the American Family Organization, has announced a boycott. There's a prominent Lutheran pastor who said, no more anything Disney. Cut it off. And that's good advice, because they have to earn our respect and trust before we could ever trust our children, our grandchildren, our relatives, our friends, any young innocent now. There should be a no Disney policy in every household in America until they prove otherwise, because it is now an infested, terrible, evil company.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking, James. You and I grew up with Disney and the values that Walt promoted there. Employees in the past who've retired enjoyed some of the best years of their labor life there at the park and at all the parks, you know, because the brand and the heart of Walt went forth. But sadly, under the management of these wokistas, they've done a lot, and I agree. we can pray for Bob Iger. I mean, he's got his hands full, and this is going to, like anything, I mean, when you talk about repentance, you've got to first realize, you know, what your choices have been. You've got to reconcile your worldview with God's worldview. And when you do, then you become like Isaiah and say, wow, I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm toast and deserve judgment. And then you find out that God is merciful and gracious, and he will love us back into communion with him. But we have to make that step first. And whether we look at it and say, well, it's a matter of finances and the economy, there are more important things than that, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. And that is that our very joy and happiness as a fellow human being in this journey of life, I mean, that transcends it. And that's why God, who loves us, is there waiting with open arms to welcome us back. Right, James?
Oh, absolutely. That's the beauty. The grace and mercy of God is unbounded. And the ultimate proof of that is the first person to be canonized as a saint. You know who that was? Saint Dismas. Saint Dismas is the thief on the cross. And he wasn't canonized by a bishop, a pope, or anybody else. He was canonized by the Lord Jesus Christ, who said to him, "You'll be with me this day in paradise." That shows the reach of the grace and mercy. It's how you finish St. Dismas shows. So even for any of us, that's, you know, the Disney story is a metaphor. As I use the word repentance for a company, but I think it's true. And I do think we have to clean all the sin and evil out of our hearts, out of our lives. We do that
exactly.
Through the grace and sacrifice of the Lord who purifies us from sin. Well, the same thing has to happen to Disney. It has
exactly.
They have to clean house.
It is, James. It's one soul at a time, one heart at a time, one company at a time. And as much as it would count on any one of us, we can go out individually and go ahead and be that revival that you're praying for. Be that repentant one. Let it be a repentant one of one, because that's where it all starts. It's got to start somewhere, as it did with St. Dismas, right?
Absolutely. And our kids, we can have them watch VeggieTales and The Chosen and other fare that's out there, clean flicks, the beautiful company that comes out with things. And we don't have to indulge in this cultural pollution that is flowing into the homes of people all over the world.
Yeah. Well, they're determining things that you and I have talked about before, and that is the screens that are before the kids, that they're actually causing brain damage. It is not advancing and making us more intelligent. It's dumbing us down, and it is stunting our brain growth and development, James.
Oh, absolutely. And if that's happening with two-dimensional screens on devices, imagine what's happening with those VR goggles, the plans that these companies have for indoctrination, propaganda, pornography, and violence with those things. I mean, I definitely keep those things out of the house, period, you know, for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not for adults either.
Yeah. Well, the answer is prayer, ladies and gentlemen. And whether it's for Bob Iger, your family, for entertainment, we need to be on our knees, as James says. It is time to repent. And the best time to repent is right now. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, the one and only James Herson. Thank you, James. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
All right. Same to you, Pastor Bill. Thank you so much.
This is sponsored by IBM. The 65th annual Grammy Awards red carpet will see the return of one very special guest, IBM Watson's artificial intelligence, delivering a data-driven fan experience during the show. Grammy Insights with Watson draws from over 20 million sources to share info about hundreds of Grammy nominees and winners live on screen as they walk the red carpet. Christy Kolsky, IBM Program Director.
Music's biggest night is loaded with exciting artists and creators. And Grammy Insights with IBM Watson elevates the fan experience by sharing their inspiring stories on screen as they walk the red carpet, as well as on the artist pages on Grammy.com. This year, IBM is also helping the Recording Academy with design, implementation, and management of its member experience on Salesforce, developing world-class personalized journeys for more than 22,000 music professionals around the world.
Visit live.grammy.com during the 65th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet Livestream on Sunday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time to see Grammy Insights with Watson.
USA News Update. An explosion took place at a mosque in the northwestern city of Peshawar in Pakistan on Monday. At least 20 were killed and 90 were wounded. The blast took place at a mosque where a large number of people had gathered for prayer. Two of the five Memphis police officers fired and charged with fatally beating Tyree Nichols were hired after the department loosened its hiring requirements. Tadarius Bean and Demetrius Haley both joined the force in 2020 as it was experiencing a major staffing crunch and had dropped a requirement that recruits have an associate's degree or 54 college credits. Mayor Lori Lightfoot was one of the thousands who gathered yesterday for the Lunar New Year parade in the city's Chinatown neighborhood.
You can see there's a great enthusiasm for the people here, and we need to unite around this community.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. And I'll tell you, heads have been exploding on the Beltway regarding this latest cancellation notice with AT&T and DirecTV regarding Newsmax. I mean, clearly, the swords, the guns are out against anything conservative. Representative Burkett to Newsmax said DirecTV cancellation, another liberal woke move. Attorney General Morrissey concerned about the DirecTV cancellation of Newsmax. Scott Shepard joined us now to talk further about this. Scott is a fellow at the National Center, as well as the director of the National Center's Free Enterprise Enterprise, the conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism and education program. He's taught at law schools, including Wake Forest School of Law in North Carolina and the Willamette University College of Law in Oregon, author of the legal textbook Wills, Trusts, and Estates in Context. Scott, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, thanks so much, Bill. Always good to be back. And I promise I'll try to be more interesting than writer of a trust textbook.
Well, I just wanted them to appreciate the breadth of your knowledge, because anybody who's going to write a book about trust, you know, people, you know, don't even think about trust until they happen to be in the middle of one. And then they go, hey, where's Scott's book? I need to talk to Scott.
That's right. I mean, I was watching something this weekend about, you know, hanging out with your friends in your 20s and in your 30s. I'm just about to hit 50, and it's mostly just talking about trusts and retirement funds by now.
Yeah, it's interesting how the age will alter the conversation. When we were 20 and 30s, we were always talking about girls. Now we're just talking about trust in the states. That just goes to tell you. Yeah, that's why you can't take yourself ever too seriously. But that aside, we definitely need to take serious the attack on conservatism. I mean, this has really gone overboard. And you talk about a flat-out disrespect for the Constitution, and let's just ignore the law and go ahead and do this. How can AT&T and DirecTV do this?
I don't... I don't understand what they can possibly be thinking. There were some reports over the weekend that they picked up a different new conservative TV outlet. But, you know, that doesn't solve anything.
Mm-hmm.
They did this to One American Network. They did it to Newsmax. These outlets have to be getting more viewers than CNN, which is in a rounding error of absolutely nobody watching them.
Yeah, SpongeBob gets more ratings than CNN.
That's right.
So,
but they,
yeah, and you're talking, and,
CNN.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that the thing to consider here is Newsmax is like the number four cable channel. So
yeah.
Why would you cut your nose off to spite your face? I mean, you know, this is a top five product that they're canceling, and then they're trying to make up some sort of excuse to, you know, cover this, this poor move by AT&T. I mean, at some point, Scott, I got to believe the stockholders are going, what are you guys doing? You know,
well, as it happens, we're, you know, one of the things we do at the Free Enterprise Project is conservative shareholder activism. And so mm-hmm. we've got a proposal at AT&T this year that seeks to get a report from them, an explanation from them, honesty from them about their criteria for keeping or getting rid of channels, because mm-hmm. there certainly haven't been any left of center channels that they've taken off. They haven't figured it's their duty or their right to pick and choose between left-wing outlets.
Mm-hmm.
But in at very least, on the conservative side, they're going to decide who gets to speak. And that's as dangerous as just, or maybe more dangerous mm-hmm. than just eliminating them all. Because think about what we discovered over the last few days about Bill Kristol and his shop. It's just like the goons at the Lincoln Project. His shop, the Bulwark, mm-hmm. He also was involved in Hamilton 68, which was a group that was pretending to identify Russian-driven outlets
mm-hmm.
and was providing that information for years to left-wing organizations and to the social media groups to give them grounds on which to censor. And it turned out, great reporting by Matt Taibbi, it turned out that they were just lying.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have watched Fox News certainly have some questions about how conservative it is.
Mm,
so
yes.
If we allow the left-wing run organizations like AT&T, I mean, it's supposed to be a publicly traded corporation. Instead, it's a left-wing think tank and left-wing policy outfit with a business attached. But if we let companies like AT&T, run by the notoriously left-wing John Stankey,
mm-hmm.
decide what counts as a conservative outlet that can be on their airwaves, then we allow them to cancel and silence all real conservative thought and pretend that people like the new Jonah Goldberg and Bill Kristol and David French speak for conservatives. And that's worse than nothing, because they're just sock puppets these days.
Yeah. Well, Scott, what happens is this dumbs down everybody. The left thinks they're getting away with something, but they're less intelligent by promoting this kind of stuff. And it's interesting, because traditionally it has been people on the right that have supported our First Amendment right for, you know, people on the left to have a platform. I've never heard of the right, you know, pushing for any deplatforming of the left. It's I think it's quite rich that it's the left, unless I'm missing something in history here, Scott. So maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, when you go all the way back to the early 50s, a lot of the anti-communist push and the push to have loyalty tests to the United States were on the right. And that was, you could consider that some kind of silencing. But mostly in the interim, if there was anything from the right, it was aimed at sort of tawdry content.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than at, and that came from the left too. You remember Tipper Gore trying to get stickers on CDs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't exclusively from the right, but there was some of that over the years. That seems to have fallen away entirely. But this strikes me as the first time in a long time that a side has decided, oh, we're just going to disallow the other side from polite conversation or sanctioned conversation in this country. When I was growing up, it was a lot easier to be in the middle, because the left had some great positions, including the, you know, I'll die for your, I might hate what you're saying, but I'll die for your right to say it.
Right.
What in the world happened to the left? It's just authoritarian now, 100% yeah. all the way down the line. Authoritarian for us hoi polloi, while they do whatever they want. Witness Gavin Newsom and the French Laundry and everything right. like that.
Exactly. Well, and this is not a big surprise, Scott. We've seen this trend, you know, developing over the last decade, particularly where the left more and more wanted to shut down conversation. It was like, look, you've got to see. If you don't see it my way, you're not participating in the public square. And so it started out incrementally to the point now where it's obvious. They don't care anymore. I mean, you know, political speech, all this stuff has been going on. It's been under attack. And, you know, but this is what happens when you don't lop its head off when it first raises its ugly head, and you give it space. And this is, you know, the weakness of the right is they just allow this thing to happen to where, you know, it's like that. I keep telling people it's like that old Pennzoil commercial says, "You can pay me now or pay me later." The inference is always when you pay later, it's much more complicated, much more expensive. And here is where we are today in today's America. We're having to pay for this idiocy. And people need to see it from the angle. See, I look at it, Scott, primarily as a point of intellect. I mean, we're dumbing ourselves down when you're only allowing 50% of the country to talk. This is not what our founding fathers envisioned, because they were smart enough to realize that we need everybody participating in the political process, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. And Bill, your point about had to lop it off at the beginning is so vital and so true. What we've allowed the left to do for the last 50 or 60 years, they told us what they were doing. They called it the long march through the institutions, quoting Mao of all people. They said they were going to take over the cultural heights. They've taken over higher education. They've taken over Hollywood. They've taken over what used to be an at least vaguely objective news industry. They've taken over public education, we discovered in Loudoun County and other places over the last year. They've taken over the civil service. All that we have left, where conservatives can be conservative, has been corporations and the military. And
it's endless,
going after those last two as well.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Scott after this. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, talking with Scott Shepard. We're teasing a little bit about, his legal textbook, Wills, Trust, Estates, and Contexts. And I suggested that, we need to do an update on it. Maybe we put Fabio on the cover, make it look like some, romantic, storyline or something in there. Because even Fabio, I'm sure, is interested in Wills, Trust, and Estates by now. I'm just saying.
Well, that's right. And you may recall, was it 20 years ago or so, that he was on a roller coaster and,
oh, yes,
and
right.
His nose broken by hitting a goose? It seems like about the time you start thinking about trust.
Yeah, because you start thinking, gosh, if I'm this lucky, what else is going to be coming my way, right?
That's right.
Unbelievable. We're talking with Scott about, what's been going on, the attack on conservatism. I mean, it is what it is. And, Scott, my question is, being raised under the Federal Communications Commission and the FCC, where are they in all this? I mean, to allow this to happen, I mean, it's all the regulators that are supposed to be regulating and keeping a level playing field and calling balls and strikes. I mean, they're just, what did they go out for a hot dog for a while or something? What's going on here?
Well, I mean, I do think your initial notion that this comes down to shareholders and maybe the shareholder lawsuits as well as our shareholder activism is the right one. As I recall, the Reagan administration got rid of the fairness doctrine late in the 1980s. And so there just isn't that sort of regulation anymore. Now, I promise you, given this administration and the bias we see at the SEC and the Justice Department and the FBI all across this administration, that if AT&T had deplatformed to left-wing, if it had deplatformed MSNBC and CNN, then the howling from the FCC and the FTC and everybody else would be all-consuming. Lena Khan would already have talked about breaking up AT&T. But because it's from the right, and this administration is straightforwardly corrupt,
yes.
I mean, Merrick Garland is as corrupt as any attorney general since Daugherty in the Harding administration. Mm-hmm. And Daugherty is just lying in his pockets. This guy is destroying the republic.
Right,
so
exactly.
We know that they would treat it entirely differently, but I think as a matter of law, they don't have either the obligation or the standing to anymore.
Do you get a little, for me, every time Merrick Garland comes on, I'm thinking, oh, my God, he could have been a Supreme Court justice.
Well, and of course, Barack Lightbringer Obama, who would never tell a lie,
yeah.
He sure told us that guy was going to be right down the middle, objective. He is just a corrupt hack. And there's no way that Barack Obama didn't know that when he put him up for the position.
Well, this is the thing, you know, and they're never called for the lies. Joe Biden's never called for his lies. Barack Obama, you know, they've lied endlessly and they laugh about it. And Barack Obama can get away with it because he's got so much charm. So people just laugh when he says, oh, those shovel ready jobs just weren't as much as shovel ready as we thought. Ha ha ha. Meanwhile, you know, millions of dollars of taxpayer funds went out the door. And, you know, the incompetency, especially when it had to do anything with business. I mean, Solyndra, I still rail at the whole Solyndra deal, what they did there single-handedly. Here they invest $500 million of the people's money into it, and then the next day they allowed the Chinese to come in and underbid and start selling panels for $1.25, and they just killed our investment. But, you know, somehow Barack Obama's a genius, and most people don't even understand what he did time and time again. And, oh, that's right, during you know, the years of when our economy could least afford wasting $500 million, right?
Oh, yeah. You remember the cash for clunkers?
Oh, yeah. Well,
nonsense. And as you say, Solyndra, and keep in mind that his Attorney General, Eric Holder, defied Congress's subpoenas the same way that that the fellow from the Bush administration, or I'm sorry, from the Trump administration did, Steve or Sean or whatever his name is, Bannon. And Bannon went to jail.
Yes.
And Eric Holder went on to Covington and Burling, where he's giving cover to corporations so that they can reintroduce race, sex, and orientation discrimination, just this time against whites, men, and straight people. And so, you know, again, corruption all the way through. And when he was talking about, when Obama was talking about Trayvon Martin, he could have been my son. Well, what he was a criminal who, you know, who needed watching.
Yes.
And then, of course, George Zimmerman became a white Hispanic when it turned out
right, exactly.
He was Hispanic.
I know.
All of the lunacy of the current, you know, wokeness was lined up during the Obama administration, and all of the seeds were planted and all of the starter kits handed out. And it's down to him for that, too.
Well, Scott, I'm thinking, you know, just like in the days of disco, you know, everybody finally got fed up with that 4-4 beat, put all their records in the middle of the stadium there in Chicago and burned them. You know, maybe that's what's going to come down to with the Wokistas. We're just going to pile them up in a big rubble and just, you know, burn it all down. I mean, what value? I mean, at the end of the day. I mean, because I keep trying to say, okay, there's got to be some value here. And the only value I'm seeing is that it creates a contrast, a clear contrast, that we don't want that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is, it still blows me away is, and some of these polls, they'll say, well, you know, 30% of the people think that Joe Biden's doing a great job. And I'll go, where? I must be blind. You know, help me out because I'm not seeing it.
No, I don't think that most of us are seeing it, but, you know, there's that hardcore who will say that the Democrat is killing it no matter what. We could all literally be on fire and you'd have 30% and say, oh yeah, I mean, you know, my ideology over everything else possible.
Right. The one thing, the single thing that he did in his first day of office, the moment he picked up a pen and realized he could sign his name on an executive order and kill fossil fuels. This has destroyed our country. I mean, it's just that simple. It's like, you want to get the country moving again? Let's get oil moving again. Let's, you know, make sure that this never happens again. Because you cannot jeopardize something this critical that is so, so in tune and critical to our, you know, to our infrastructure and our business life, like what he's done. And then he gets mad at them and says, well, I can't believe you guys aren't opening up. You know, new refineries. Oh, man, there's all kinds of incentive to do that, Joe. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. And you look at who's in favor of making energy extremely unreliable and extremely expensive. It's the people who know they will never have to worry about paying an electric bill for themselves. It's those jerks who go to Davos every year and more expressly establish that they just want to run the world without election or appointment. Okay. It's becoming appalling over there. We've got Klaus Schwab, whose dad was a decorated Nazi and user of slave labor, going on Chinese television to tout the Chinese communist system and say that his organization might have to force that system on other countries. All the way down through to Yuval Hariri saying that, you know, most of the world's population are needless and worthless now. Mm-hmm. By his standards, and he thinks his standards matter. It's a clown show and a would-be dictator farm up there these days.
And it's so dangerous because to what you just referred to for just a moment here, and that is the world population. Their heads are exploding because they've been saying even when we were at 3 billion, the world cannot sustain 3 billion people. We're now at 8 billion, and they're going nuts. So this is one of the driving and debilitating forces that drives their intellect and makes it all dangerous. I saw a very powerful movie this weekend, Ken Sorbo's new movie, and it's The Rise of the Antichrist. It's Left Behind. Well, I'll tell you, you watch that movie in the context of Davos. It is scary. I mean, you see all the elements coming together that are quite pernicious. There's not a whole lot different between, I would say, where America is today and the Western world is today compared to World War II and what happened with Germany. Because you had a lot of smart people in Germany. Why, and how they were able to fall victim here was quite amazing to where, 10% was controlling 90% of the country. And you start seeing these ratios coming out right now, and this stuff that's going on with the canceling of Newsmax and AT&T and, the social media oligarchs raising their head to control and to really, forget about elected officials. That doesn't matter. Like you said, hey, look, we've got more power as an unelected deep stater than we would ever have as president of the United States. So why bother?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we all have to, conservatives who are worried about this have to make sure that they support people who both understand the danger of the deep state and have the effectiveness and influence and skills and knowledge to defeat it. Because, part of our long countermarch through the institutions has to start with making the government objective and fair and constrained again. That has to be step one.
And we cannot be afraid to talk back. It's okay, you've got to challenge authority, and especially as crazy as this authority is right now, and it's tough, there's no question. You see, the January 6th patriots that are, kept on ice for over 2 years in isolation, that is a scary thought. And how they have marginalized people. And this is just the beginning, because this is not going to stop here, Scott, if we let them get away with this.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And you can tell, again, it gets back to Merrick Garland's DOJ, but if you've got somebody calling parents terrorists for wanting to know what's going on in their schools, but allowing genuine terrorists to burn down Atlanta and call that peace largely peaceful, Seattle a couple of summers ago, then you're just in a corrupt authoritarian regime.
It really is. Scott Shepard, thank you so much. Appreciate it. He is the program coordinator for the National Center's Free Enterprise Project, conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism and education program. Thank you, Scott. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.